but I think a large majority of the people wanted the council to take some action and wanted council member Frank Falker to resign. And I kind of, what we did was we moved some of the council member comment up to the front of the meeting prior to city council member comment so that we could address some of those concerns. You know, I kind of started by saying I didn't believe that anyone sitting on the dais condones any form of domestic violence. And I have had conversations with Andy a couple of times since the arrest, and when we last spoke Monday night, it was a cordial meeting. I offered my recommendation that I believed it in the best interest of the city that he resign, and you know, I do believe Andy will do what's best for the city and come to a decision on his own terms and in the days ahead. And you know, I think that that sentiment was reflected by a number of the other council members, and Councilman Pappen offered an agenda item to invoke a charter provision, the section 8.15, that allows the city to enter into investigations, subpoena witnesses, and matters of city affairs as it deals with city employees and city affairs. So that did pass. What the actual motion was to ask the city attorney to investigate and bring to the June 12th meeting what that looks like and what that process is.